This podcast helps you to understand the contribution of Walter Raleigh in the establishment of a British empire. Walter Raleigh was determined to continue his half-brother Humphrey Gilbert's dream of establishing a colony in America. He wanted to establish a northern route from the Atlantic to the Pacific. Raleigh thought that America could be a gateway to the wealth of Asia. In addition, he wanted to build an empire to rival that of Spain and Portugal. He also hoped to find gold and silver, bringing him and his country great riches. In 1584, Elizabeth granted Raleigh a royal charter to colonize North America in return for one-fifth of any gold or silver he found there. Before Raleigh set sail for America himself, he sent two of his friends, Philip Amadas and Arthur Barlow, on a reconnaissance voyage to the coast of North America. In early July 1584, they reached an island called Roanoke. Here they made contact with the local Algonquian people. Barlow sent back favourable reports, which Raleigh used to encourage investors. Raleigh determined to set up a colony in Roanoke. He persuaded the Queen to invest in his venture by asking his friend Hakluyt to write a pamphlet. In it, he argued four key points. 1. Colonization would allow the word of God to be spread. 2. Products such as tobacco could be found there. 3. New markets could be set up. And 4. The colony would provide a base for English ships to attack Spanish treasure ships. In 1585, Raleigh's cousin Richard Grenville set sail for Virginia. He took with him the military commander Ralph Lane, a scientist, Thomas Harriot, and an artist, John White. Elizabeth would not let Raleigh travel as she wanted him at court. The first part of the journey was difficult. There were violent storms, and the fleet was scattered. When they finally reached the coast of America, the ships were grounded on the sandbanks off the coast of Roanoke Island. The colonists lost most of their supplies, including the seeds they had brought for planting. In July 1585, Ralph Lane became the colony's governor and began building a fort. The plan to settle 600 people on Roanoke was abandoned, and Grenville made plans to return to England. He would get more supplies and leave Lane with 107 colonists. At first, the local Algonquian people had helped the settlers by providing them with corn, but they began to run out of food themselves. Lane learned that Wingina was planning to attack the colony, and he made a preemptive strike. Wingina was killed. Relations between the Algonquian and the settlers became increasingly hostile. Fortunately, in June 1586, a fleet of ships led by Sir Francis Drake came to rescue the remaining colonists. Whilst Raleigh's attempt to establish a new colony had failed, it had provided useful knowledge. It was this that was to enable a successful colony to be established at Jamestown in 1607.
This podcast is from Hodder GCSE History, Dynamic Learning, and is copyright Hodder & Stoughton.